Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you have some All-Africa Games kudos.
Kim, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Egypt, which has clinched the overall All-Africa Games medal title in Congo, Brazzaville. Heading into Friday's action, the Egyptian team had an unbeatable 193 medals, including 76 gold. Athletics action wrapped up Thursday at the new Kintele Stadium in Brazzaville. Marco Uma reports.
Eritrean world record holder Zerzene Tadesa won men's half marathon on the last day of the athletics competition on Thursday. Ethiopian Mamitu Daska triumphed in the women's race. On the track, Aureol Dongmo won women's shot put in a Cameroon national record of 17.21 meters. Ivory Coast's Kofi Wilfred Hua and Marie-Jose Talou won men's and women's 200 meters respectively. Egypt's Ihab Abdelrahman El Sayed and Botswana's Kabelo Hosimang triumphed in men's javelin and high jump, respectively. Ethiopians Getane Mola and Dawit Seyaum prevailed in men's 5,000 meters and women's 1,500 meters, respectively. Nigeria bagged gold medals through men's long jumper Samson Idiata, Amaka Ogoegbonam in women's 400-meter hurdles and the women's 4x400-meter relay. Kenya set a men's 4x400-meter relay championship record of 3 minutes and 0.34 seconds. The old mark of 3 minutes and 0.55 seconds was run by Nigeria in Nairobi, Kenya in 1987. I'm Mark Oman, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Thanks, Mark, and wishing you a sporty weekend, too. Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us again this evening for a look at recent African goal-scoring highlights in Europe.
Yes, Sonny, and I'm pleased to report plenty of goals. It's always nice to see African scorers in the English Premier League. The English Premier League is the most followed league in Africa. It seems whether you're in Nairobi, whether you're in Accra, whether you're in Lagos, Abuja, Dar es Salaam, wherever you are, Sonny, one of the first questions people ask you is, who do you support in the English Premier League? I'm still supporting Liverpool, Sonny, but they're testing me a lot these days with some of their performances. Anyway, Manchester City, I'm proud to say, Kelechi Iheanacho. He's a Nigerian. He came on very late in the game, but just 60 seconds after he arrived on the pitch, he scored a goal that gave City a 1-0 victory at Crystal Palace. Well done for him. And completing a great weekend for Nigerians in England, Odion Ighalo, he scored for Watford, and that proved to be also the match winner. 1-0 victory for Watford over Swansea City. Now, Swansea had made a great start to the season, unbeaten after four matches. They held Chelsea in London. They beat Manchester United at home. So well done, Watford, a promoted club. And it was Ighalo's goal that inflicted on Swansea their first defeat of the season. Riyad Mahrez is another person we've mentioned a lot recently on the Sunny Side of Sport. He's French-born, but he plays for Algeria because his parents come from the North African country. And he's with Leicester City, who've made a great start. And they, last weekend, made a superb comeback. 2 goals down at home to Aston Villa. They came back to win 3-2. Mahrez did not score, but he assisted in all 3 goals. And that, to me, is almost as important as scoring. It's nice to be able to create goals as well. And not forgetting, in his first 3 matches, Mahrez scored 4 goals for Leicester City, who are known as the Foxes. And that's quite interesting, Sonny, because he, of course, plays for Algeria, and they're known as the Desert Foxes. In Spain, Cedric Bakumba, who is from the Democratic Republic of Congo, he scored for Villarreal in a 3-1 victory at Granada. No African goals in Italy, but some in France. Majid Waris, he's a Ghanaian international. He scored for Lorient, and although he didn't score any goals, Vincent Nyema, the veteran Nigeria goalkeeper, he was outstanding for Lille in preventing goals being scored by Lyon. Because of the great performance of Nyema, Lille were able to force a 0-0 draw at Lyon. And Lille, Sonny, are now coached by none other than Hervé Renard. He is the only coach to have guided 2 different countries to the Africa Cup of Nations title. 2012, he caused a sensation when he guided Zambia to victory over Ivory Coast. And much more recently, this year, in fact, he guided Ivory Coast to victory over Ghana. Both, incidentally, after penalty shootouts. goals and Germany, and you think immediately of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, the Gabonese striker and runner-up in the most recent African Footballer of the Year poll behind Yaya Toure of Ivory Coast. Now, Aubameyang has been on fire in the Bundesliga. He scored a brace against Hanover, both from the penalty spot, and he has now managed 5 goals, which is just one less than the leading scorer, Thomas Müller of Bayern Munich. And another African scorer in Germany was Anthony Ucha. He's a Nigerian, and he scored for Werder Bremen in a 3-1 win over Hoffenheim. So no doubt, Sonny, in the past weekend, lots of African sharpshooters in Europe coming from Nigeria. So congratulations to them. And that's a real boost for Sunday Elise. He needs some sharpshooters because in their most recent Cup of Nations game, they failed to score in Tanzania, a 0-0 draw, and they're now trailing Egypt by 2 points in the group of death.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Undefeated American boxing star Floyd Mayweather recently announced his retirement after a unanimous decision victory over Andre Berto. I asked our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta, do you think the retirement will stick?
He talked about self-preservation before the fight. And then after the fight, he talked about retiring from the ring. I think for now, officially, he's retired. And will this stick? We will know when it comes 2016.
Namdi, you were ringside in Vegas. What did you think of the money man's performance?
It was a superb performance. I mean, he went into the fight with the mentality of hit and don't be hit. This man has really shown her that it's not all about getting knocked out and blood and bruise or fighting macho fight. He made it look very easy, you know. I mean, his defense was still airtight, but he got hit a couple of times. At this age, he will be 39 in the early part of 2016. The body's telling him it's time to let go. It's time to move away. He's got $800 million in the bank.
Namdi, let's listen in now to what Mayweather had to say at the post-match press conference.
You get to a certain level to where you can't buy nothing anymore. You know, you can't get moved by a Rolls Royce, or you can't get moved by a car. When you got everything, there's nothing else you can get moved by. And I've accomplished everything in the sport. So now it's time for me to help these young fighters break my record. I want to see my records broken. Of course, I want to be a part of it. I'm just blessed.
Namdi, we heard Mayweather say he's going to work with younger fighters. Do you think that's his plan for now, to develop younger fighters?
Well, he needs to count his money. He needs to be able to count his money first, you know. Developing his stable is one thing. He's going to travel, and then he's going to develop fighters to come and see who can fill his shoes. But it's not going to be easy. I mean, he'll be bored. He will want to be in the limelight. He will want to be there at the fights, and he will want to go back to the gym and train. So for now, he's retired. But when we go into the spring of 2016 and then look at what Manny Pacquiao will do with American, then we can then look back and say, is he really retired?
49-0 after this unanimous decision victory over Andre Berto ties the mark held by the late great heavyweight Rocky Marciano. Don't you think 50 sounds better than 49, Namdi?
50 sounds better, and 50 comes with huge money, because with 50, with 50, we're talking about a rematch with Manny Pacquiao. Mind you, the numbers are finally together now for that first one with Manny Pacquiao. He walked away with almost $300 million, you know. So can you imagine how much he will get in the second fight, the rematch? So 50-0 sounds great, and nobody can touch 50-0. Nobody can even touch 49-0. Let's be realistic. Yes, honey.
Namdi, let's talk numbers for Berto. What were the pay-per-view numbers?
The first pay-per-view numbers was 550,000 to 600,000 pay-per-view buy. And then looked at times $80. So that is still big money. He only paid Andre Berto $4 million. The rest of the money, he will keep it because he is also the promoter. So on the back end, he gets lots of money. Guaranteed, he made $32 million on paper for Uncle Sam. But at the end of it, he goes home with a lot of more.
Namdi, in the build-up to the fight, you said the MGM Grand Arena might not sell out. What was the final gate?
The final gate was 13,395, but the house was full. This is a venue that holds 17,000, which means the house was papered. You know, when we say papered in the house, which means the casino gave away free tickets to high rollers and people that work in the casino. So the house was full and it was papered house.
At this stage, Namdi, where do you rate Mayweather in boxing history?
In boxing history, Sonny, I think he will be number one, and I mean it. Fans of Muhammad Ali will not be happy to hear me say this because he's walking away being the best pound-for-pound fighter of the sports, the biggest pay-per-view star, the best welterweight, a global star, Sonny. I believe it's going to be hard for us to find anybody that will come close. My number one pick, ahead of Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, and Anthony Shavers, all those people, Floyd Money Mayweather.
You know, I face all the top guys in the sport of boxing. You know, to be in a sport for 19 years and to be world champion 18 years, I had a remarkable career. Every champion, Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard, and so many legendary champions, Larry Holmes, and the list goes on and on, that opened up the doors to pave the way for me to be where I'm at today. I'm appreciative. But these young fighters that's in the audience, they know the truth. Them fighters say, we want to be like Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather and our VOA listeners can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And here's a Sunny Side of Sports birthday shout out for Felix Ukwe, one of my Facebook friends, who is celebrating a birthday this Friday in Warri, Nigeria. Happy birthday, Felix! I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny.